Richard emerged, blinking into the daylight. He stood on the top step, rocking slightly, then plunged off down the street with an odd kind of dancing walk, which reflected the whirling dance of his mind. On the one hand, he simply couldn't believe that the evidence wouldn't show perfectly clearly that he couldn't have committed the murder. On the other hand, he had to admit that it all looked remarkably odd. He found it impossible to think clearly or rationally about it. The idea that Gordon had been murdered kept blowing up in his mind and throwing all other thoughts into total confusion and disruption. It occurred to him for a moment that whoever did it must have been a damn fast shot to get the trigger pulled before being totally overwhelmed by waves of guilt, but instantly he regretted the thought. In fact, he was a little appalled by the general quality of the thoughts that sprang into his mind. They seemed inappropriate and unworthy, and mostly had to do with how it would affect his projects in the company. He looked about inside himself for any feeling of great sorrow or regret, and assumed that it must be there somewhere, probably hiding behind the huge wall of shock. He arrived back within sight of Islington Green, hardly noticing the distance he had walked. The sudden sight of the police squad car parked outside his house hit him like a hammer, and he swung on his heel and stared with furious concentration at the menu displayed in the window of a Greek restaurant. Dolmades, he thought frantically. Souvlaki, he thought. A small, spicy Greek sausage passed hectically through his mind. He tried to reconstruct the scene in his mind's eye without turning round. There had been a policeman standing watching the street, and as far as he could recall from the brief glance he had, it looked as if the side door of the building which led up to his flat was standing open. The police were in his flat, Fasolia Plaki, a filling bowl of haricot beans cooked in a tomato and vegetable sauce. He tried to shift his eyes sideways and back over his shoulder. The policeman was looking at him. He yanked his eyes back to the menu and tried to fill his mind with finely ground meat mixed with potato, breadcrumbs, onions and herbs rolled into small balls and fried. The policeman must have recognised him and was at that very moment dashing across the road to grab him and lug him off in a black mariah just as they had done to Dirk all those years ago in Cambridge. He braced his shoulders against the shock, but no hand came to grab him. He glanced back again, but the policeman was looking unconcernedly in another direction. Stiffado. It was very apparent to him that his behaviour was not that of one who was about to go and hand himself in to the police. So what else was he to do? Trying in a stiff, awkward way to walk naturally, he yanked himself away from the window, strolled tensely down the road a few yards, and then ducked back down Camden Passage again, walking fast and breathing hard. Where could he go? To Susan? No, the police would be there or watching. To the Way Forward offices in Primrose Hill? No, same reason. What on earth, he screamed silently at himself, was he doing suddenly as a fugitive? He insisted to himself, as he had insisted to Dirk, that he should not be running away from the police. The police, he told himself, as he'd been taught when he was a boy, were there to help and protect the innocent. This thought caused him instantly to break into a run, and he nearly collided with the proud new owner of an ugly Edwardian floor lamp. Sorry, he said, sorry. He was startled that anyone should want such a thing, and slowed his pace to a walk, glancing with sharp, hunted looks around him. The very familiar shop fronts full of old polished brass, old polished wood and pictures of Japanese fish suddenly seemed very threatening and aggressive. Who could possibly have wanted to kill Gordon? This was the thought that suddenly hammered at him as he turned down Charlton Place. All that had occurred to him so far was that he hadn't. But who had?